Constellation. Hello, and welcome to Soulful Wildflowers, a podcast where we explore topics and modalities to help raise your vibration, strengthen your internal guidance system, and your connection with self. I'm Carrie, a writer, emotional wellness coach, empath, and explorer of spirituality. My goal is to awaken the lightworker inside of you by discussing topics you may have previously thought out of reach. So welcome to Woo Woo 101, a down-to-earth approach to spirituality. As Dolly Parton once said, wildflowers don't care where they grow. So no matter where you are in your awakening, years in, or just starting to explore, you're exactly where you need to be. We're so grateful you're here and can't wait to grow with you. Welcome to another episode of the Soulful Wildflowers podcast. I am Carrie Fox, your host. And today we are going to talk about a new word that I've learned, and I hope that I pronounce it correctly, but it's matrescence. And it is essentially the process of becoming a mother. So this whole podcast originally started as a means for me to share my voice and share just my personal life experiences and what I'm currently going through as a mother, and also incorporate some of the things that I'm learning through my own personal spiritual awakening and all of the spiritual, metaphysical, paranormal experiences, and finding a way to share that process. Like it's trying to tie in motherhood and the woo-woo side of me, because although they are different sides, they are different puzzle pieces that make me whole as a person. And so now that I've kind of discovered that there's a word for this, I recognize that this, you know, these puzzle pieces felt out of place previously. And now I have this word, again, that word is matrescence. And it's, you know, the equivalent of adolescence for the idea of the transition between a child to a teenager, a child to an adolescent. It's the same idea. It's a period of time where a woman has, you know, developmental changes that are happening. They're transitioning. It's hormonal, it's physical, it's emotional. Like there's all this stuff going on. And through this process, I think there is also a tendency for women to go through a spiritual awakening and realize that there is way more to life than what they thought. There's way more to themselves than they thought. You find this strength that you didn't know you had. And so that's what I want to talk about today. And that is, I think, going to be kind of the focus of this podcast moving forward, is recognizing this transitional period and what it feels like, and that it's kind of ongoing throughout your life. Like you go through different stages. And again, there's that equivalence to that spiritual awakening, recognizing that you know, your eyes have been closed this whole time, and now they're suddenly open, and there's so much more to life than you thought. And so diving down that rabbit hole is what I am here to share, and, you know, just share my story, have special guests on, share their stories about their experiences and whatnot. So I will caveat, I apologize in advance. I definitely have the sniffles today. I will try not to sniffle a whole lot during this live podcast. If you are live with me, I may have to mute myself to blow my nose. That is a possibility, but I'm going to try my best to stay focused and get through this. So again, today we're going to talk about matrescence, and I want to say like matriarchy. Like that's this, the first half of that word sounds like matriarchy to me. And I want to say ma, like may instead of ma. And I'm gonna slip up on this one a couple of times. So it's new to me, but I'm excited to share it with you guys. And again, the matrescence is essentially the radical transformation that a woman goes through when they are having a baby. So let's talk about that a little bit. What are those changes? So when you're pregnant, if you've had a child before, you know this. If you have not had a child before, maybe you don't know this. I know when before I gave birth to my first daughter, I had no idea what my body was going to do. And so learning about that was like this whole awakening in itself, realizing what I just signed up for without even, you know, realizing it. And so, you know, your body is pumped full of hormones. So when you're getting ready to have a baby, right, your body literally changes. Like there are metaphysical changes within your body where physically changes, right? So it's not just like this idea of mentally you're transitioning from one period to a next. So hopping back to that. So, you know, your body's being pumped full of hormones, your physical body is changing. And also with those hormones come emotional changes, right? Like women are cyclical creatures and your body is constantly fluctuating the amount of hormones that you're producing at any given time when you're going through your cycle. And so now you've stopped your cycle and your body is transitioning to this new state of hormonal balance, right? And so with that comes this like overwhelming sensation of emotions. And anytime we're going through change as humans, male or female, doesn't matter. Change can be really uncomfortable, especially if it's something that we haven't been through before, where we don't necessarily know what to expect. There's like this unknown characteristic there. That's generally where the fear arises when there's unknown. And the fear is usually what we have to work through. So we're going through this change and you begin to feel these extreme emotions, not just during your pregnancy, but after when you give birth, like your emotional capacity has been just broken wide open. And so you feel these immense like highs and lows. Like you think of, you know, static waves are like the waves of a heartbeat where it like goes up high and comes down low. It's like, but it's shooting up super high and super low. And you feel love and joy and like, holy crap, I just made a baby, like a human came through me. But at the same time, there's all this like shame and guilt and am I going to be good enough? This like not enoughness that comes up. So you're riding these, in addition to like your whole physical appearance has changed and post baby, your physical appearance has changed. And it doesn't just like snap back. Nobody told me that post baby, I would still look pregnant after having a baby. I just assumed that the baby comes out and your belly goes away, right? Like that. Isn't that just what happens? But your whole body goes through this transitional period. And so it's amazing to think about this shift that is occurring during this transition period in motherhood, right? Where you're going from, you know, taking care of yourself, maybe taking care of a partner, maybe some loved ones, like you have these very comfortable relationships, even if they're uncomfortable, like you probably set your boundaries, you know what to expect out of that relationship. And then bam, pops out this baby. And now like, this is a whole new relationship, like a whole new level of a relationship where this little creature relies on you 1000% to keep it alive. And that is an overwhelming responsibility to somebody who, you know, if you think about it, most of the time we're barely keeping ourselves alive. Like we're maybe you barely have enough money in your bank account or, you know, getting healthy food in your body. Like just the idea of trying to keep yourself functioning at any given period, emotionally, mentally stable, like that's a lot of work. But now you have this whole baby to take care of and you're like, your brain explodes, right? It's just like, holy crap, this is a whole new experience. So there's also, you know, this extreme exhaustion that happens during, you know, giving birth to a baby and being on the other side of that, where you're not sleeping, you're constantly needing to either nurse or make bottles. You know, your sleep cycle is completely thrown out the window. It doesn't exist anymore. Like, your cycle is now the baby's cycle, whatever that may be. Hello, Hunter. Hunter is trying to come in and wants to share about this episode here. You know, your relationships with your friends, your families, everything changes when you have a baby. And one thing that I notice, at least this is true for me, is that nobody sets you up for success when having a baby. Like, you, there is no baby 101 in school to say, okay, here are the changes that your body are going to go through. Like, you may have sex ed, right? Like you learn about stuff in high school, and maybe your fifth grade science class, you had like a week where you learned about tampons and stuff, but like, nobody talks about this idea of having a baby and the deficit of the energetic exchange that occurs during this process. So think of it like this. You have a bank account. Pre-baby, you have a bank account that you fill to fuel yourself. And every week you throw $100 in your bank account. And that's what's going to get you by. And that $100 may be equivalent to walking every day or eating healthy foods or reading a good book, listening to a podcast that like mentally stimulates you, and $100 a week, right? So you're throwing it in, and that's what you're used to. Now, nobody told you when this baby comes along, all of a sudden you have to figure out not only to take care of this, have a bank account set aside for this baby, but now you need to throw in $200 every week into your bank account. Like, you've doubled the amount of money and resources and energy and time that you need to put into this bank account. But nobody told you how to do that. Like, there is no course for this. You can read all the baby books in the world, but I feel like we don't set ourselves up for success to say how to take care of yourself, right? There's all kinds of stuff about taking care of baby, but what about taking care of yourself during this period? And how can you energetically compensate and back in piggyback your mental, like how can you count that you needed because you're expending your expenses are twice that what they were. Well, it's extremely challenging because you just kind of have to figure it out. At least that's what it felt like for me. And you do it. Like, you just have to. There is no other option. You survive. You do this for the baby and for yourself. You just have to figure out ways how to do it. But you still feel exhausted and nobody's really explained this process to you. And this whole period, this idea of matrescence is extremely challenging because it's, again, that transitional period. You feel love, you feel joy, and then you feel guilt and shame. And it's this back and forth. Whoever you were before baby, literally in the sense that person is gone. There may be bits and pieces of you still there, but that person that you were, the relationships that you've had before children are completely altered. And not always in a bad way. It's just that they've changed, right? Like, you can't just go out to eat at the drop of a hat. You now have a child to take care for. And this isn't just during like the infant period. This is like during toddler and kid years and teenagers. Like, you're always taking into consideration. It's never, there's this grief that occurs, at least in my opinion, during this period of that person that you were before, because that person doesn't exist anymore. And so there's jubilation because of this amazing new being that you are experiencing. So this is where I think the spiritual awakening comes in. You realize that one, you do not know everything. You just don't know everything. Like, you learn so much by having a child. It doesn't matter how much you read, how much you try to like understand how your life is going to change. Like, it's hard to be prepared for this transition, the matrescence. This is the spiritual awakening where your eyes are open now to possibility. You're like, okay, well, if I can do this, what else can I do? what have I been limiting myself on because of my beliefs, right? Now your beliefs are starting to change. You thought you were capable of being in this box, and that's your life, what you thought it was meant to be. But now you realize that that box never really existed. You were making that box yourself, or society was making this box for you. And now you're like slowly crawling out of. So I did a podcast episode. This was a while ago about a spiritual awakening. So I would, there are bits and pieces awakenings, the dark night of the soul. And this is essentially so that we can support this other human that has come through us. And this whole idea of becoming a butterfly, it's like the dark night of the soul is where you're grieving the old version of yourself. But then once you pass through that, you're like, holy crap, what else is there? What else can I do? And I think this is the part of the spiritual awakening where you're like, there is more out there than we're being told. And if I can have new life come through me and metamorphosis myself through this process, like my physical composition literally is changing through this, what else is possible? So I think this is where the magic happens, honestly, is that when you realize that there's so much more to you than what you originally thought, that's a really empowering place to be. You realize, what else can I learn? And I think this is when you start diving down the rabbit hole of like consuming information and, you know, the non-physical, the metaphysical rather. You step outside your box and you take a minute to think about the energy exchange that you are constantly giving. And this is a really cool place to be because you realize that there are unlimited possibilities of where you can go next. And I think that motherhood can sometimes feel very like you're limited. I want to say stifling, but I don't know if that's a word. So we'll go with limited. Motherhood can feel like you're being forced with limitation. And I don't think that's the case. I actually think it's a really beautiful place to actually expand who you are. Because the other amazing thing about little people is that they will trigger you thought you've, you know, worked through. They will trigger you. And it's a beautiful opportunity for awareness and for healing. So for example, I am now at a place in my life where I recognize that my biggest trigger with my children is not feeling heard. And it stems back to, you know, being a child and being sensitive and like over communicating my feelings and people not understanding that. Like I communicate through feelings, through crying, through laughter, through joy, through pain. And people don't necessarily always understand how to interpret that. And so I felt that I could not communicate properly and others couldn't communicate properly with me. So I shut down. I just like literally have had people ask me if I talk, if I was mute, because I just didn't speak throughout a period of my life. If you were close to me, of course I would speak to you, but I was not one to initiate conversation. And I realized now that anytime I feel that my children aren't listening to me, it is triggering my inner child and that feeling of not being heard. And historically, that's when I would blow up, like you're not listening. Mommy needs a timeout. Like I would have to leave the room. I would get angry. I would get like my bottled down emotions that I've pushed down all throughout my life, all of a sudden are exploding all over the place. And there's anger, resentment, and all these like this frustration for these poor little kids. Right. And one of the biggest moments where I recognized this and the awareness was there, but I didn't know how to shift it. I was in a moment where I felt like my toddler wasn't hearing me, right? And it's a toddler, so they're also feeling not heard. And my daughter said to me, she's 2.5. My daughter said to me, "Mommy, I just want to love you." And that just like broke my, like, just, you know, the hard part is when you're struggling with your children, when you're overstimulated, you're exhausted, you've got this narrative that's going in your head constantly, right? That you can't turn off. And then for me, I've got three little ones who are all trying to get my attention all at the same time. Like it's a lot. It can be exhausting. But in that moment, when she said that, I recognized that when you strip all that away, the basic need is to be heard, to feel loved. And that's all that they're asking for in those moments. And they don't necessarily know how to articulate it. And so my ability to pause, to be aware of the fact that in this moment, I'm not giving my children what they need, and in return, they can't give me what I need, is that first step of awareness, right? But once you get through that process of like becoming aware of the cycle that's happening, then you can start to take proper action for healing. And so in that moment, I was able to be like, holy crap, like all she wants is to be loved. And so literally just picking her up and holding her, and we're both now healing each other. And that's such a cool place to be. Like, your children are such an amazing, I don't want to say tool for healing, right? Like, they're not there for you to heal, but there will be moments where they are going to trigger pains and trauma and your inner child that you, all these things that you thought you healed or worked through, and you realize you've probably just stuffed down or masked, like learned how to mask when that emotion comes up. And so your children have this beautiful gift that they're giving you to be able to heal on a new layer. And I think once you start getting into the spiritual awakening and you start going through this process, it's very, I don't know, like, you want more of it. Like, the more you heal, the more you want to heal, and the more you want to set a better example for your children. And that's a really cool place to be. So when you're going through, when you're a first-time mom, and I feel like this process, this matrescence that is happening, it's for every child that you have. Like, it's not just, oh, the first child that you have is, that's it. You don't go through it again. I think for every childbirth, you're going through this process. Your body's being shoved full of hormones, your physical body is changing, your mental state, emotional state, like, it's all changing. And then you have this beautiful realization of how amazingly strong you are, and that you can really do anything you set your mind to. Like, you are an amazing, powerful human being. And you are having an amazing human experience. I don't know, just to watch yourself come through the other side of this, like, it should feel very empowering. And this process can be very empowering. And it can feel daunting and overwhelming and exhausting. But there is this other side of this where it is magical and fulfilling and like eye-opening. So yes, that's my word for this week for you, matrescence. I recommend that you look it up, you familiarize yourself with this. Let me know if this resonates with you, if this is something that you feel that you've been through. The awesome thing about this word is that, you know, by definition, it's just the process of becoming a mother. So regardless, if you have conceived, right? I want to be inclusive of the fact that even if maybe you've had a miscarriage or a stillbirth, or you decided to give your children up for adoption, or whatever your situation is, this word, this idea of a developmental transition applies to you, because you have transitioned from your former self to your current self in this process. And that's really cool that although everybody's experiences are completely different and unique to them and their past and their pains and their traumas and the beautiful awakening that they're going through, we're all going through it in some aspect. And I recognize now that these transition periods in our lives, like it's not just adolescence, matrices, you know, like menopause or I'm, you know, the idea of going from mother to crone, like maiden, mother, crone, the trilogy. This is a constant thing that happens to us, yet we're not taught how to navigate it eloquently. And I don't think it's meant to be eloquent. I think there's a lot of stigma around women having to be graceful and fluid and feminine. And this is a messy process. And there are lots of tears and screaming and anger, but at the same time, there's a lot of joy and fulfillment. So I don't know. I think now that there's a word to describe it, like I'm just so excited that we're recognizing the fluidity of being a woman and going through these different experiences that we have, not just in motherhood, but throughout our life cycle. Like we are fluid creatures. Our moon cycles are fluid. Like each week of the month, you have a different amount of hormones in your body. And sometimes you may feel really tired and sometimes you may feel really productive. And if we just embrace that cyclical nature that encompasses a woman, I don't know. I feel like we're on to something here. I feel like that this is a really empowering place to be right now. And through all the challenging things that are going on in the world, we're also changing in a beautiful way as well. We are going against the grain, my friends, and that's a pretty cool process. So I hope that word resonates with you. I hope you found this information helpful. I do have a couple of announcements that I want to share. So as always, Patreon membership is open and that has the three tiers. So I'm still waiting for somebody to jump in on that third tier for the monthly coaching through Zoom. And it's live coaching for however many people sign up. And as of right now, I don't have anybody signed up for that tier. So if this is something, if you've been wanting to work with me, I'm an intuitive life coach. If you wanted to just talk more about these topics and get FaceTime with me, this is a really great opportunity because compared to my coaching packages, it's extremely affordable and it's certainly not as in-depth, right? It's once a month, 1 hour live Zoom session with the group, but it's a pretty cool opportunity. If you're the only person that signs up, you basically get one-on-one time with me for an hour. So definitely look into that. The Patreon link is in the show notes. And then also I do have one spot available open for my coaching package. So if you are somebody who is in this process, this matrices process, right? This becoming a mother, the motherhood experience, and you want help navigating through that. You're being triggered by your children, but you don't know how to bring awareness to it and then positive change. Let's talk through that. Let's, you know, reach out to me. I have, we can get on a consultation call and see if the program would be a good fit for you. So I, again, have one spot open for coaching right now. So if that is of interest, let me know, reach out. And then as always, if you are enjoying this content, if there is a topic that you'd like to hear me talk about, if there is a special guest you'd like me to interview that you think would really jive with what we're doing here, reach out and let me know. I'm on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, all Soulful Wildflowers, and website soulfulwildflowers.com. So yeah, I'm excited. There is a lot of change in the air for me right now. I don't know. I'm feeling a lot of, until next time, my friends. Bye.